Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey now.
And welcome back to the show where two childhood friends discuss their favourite childhood movies. I'm Emily Sandford.
And I'm Barney Lee. And whether it's iconic lines, musical moments, or just questionable outfit choices, the films we'll be talking about on our show are unique in their own way. And this week, we'll be discussing The Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants.
Warning, this episode contains nostalgia and big love for Carmen. It's Carmen!
It's Carmen!
Get it right. It's Carmen, guys.
Poor... What's her name? America Ferrera.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, I love her so much. You know, when we watched the Barbie movie, she was doing her speech. I was like, this is not the first time I've seen her do an amazing speech.
Oh my God. So she has two amazing kind of like monologues in there. So It's Carmen in the bridal store and then her on the phone to her dad. That was so emotional.
I know. Violins, tears. It was the real deal.
It was the real deal.
It was like a mic drop moment.
Yes. This whole cast was amazing. We had America Ferrera, Alexis Bledel from Gilmore Girls fame.
Yeah, love.
Blake Lively in her first ever movie role.
And this is like pre-nose job, Blake.
And we also had Amber Tamblyn playing Tibby.
What kind of name is Tibby?
Tibby the Rebel.
Tibby needs to do highlights.
Yeah, oi. Well, I mean, I think we'll get into that in the most iconic outfit.
Yeah.
Did you ever read the book, Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants?
No, I didn't. But I know lots of people who did.
Yes. So, couple fun facts about the book. It was written, I'm not joking, it was written by a woman called Anna Bra Shares. Do you think she's like, girls sharing bras? No, that's too weird. I know, girls sharing pants. And she wrote the book. Literally, Anna Bra Shares.
Is that how it's pronounced? Is it Bra Shares?
Maybe it's
it?
Bra Shares, but I prefer my one.
Anna Bra Shares. Why have I got in my notes Anne Bra Shares?
Oh, maybe.
Same thing.
Oh, you know what? It is Anne. Oh. Yeah. You're trying to make me look really bad in front of millions of listeners. Wow. Thank you very much.
Sorry.
I'm not sharing my pants with you. And by pants, I do mean underwear. Lucky escape. The other weird thing about this book, it was first published on September 11th, 2001. So that was a bit unfortunate. I wonder how that affected sales. But you know what? There were two movies made from this book. And it was like, I think it was like a 5-book franchise. So Anne did fine.
She bought many bras. Also, just side note, I love that Delia Ephron is a writer on this.
Yes.
Any of the Ephron sisters means that it's going to be a good film.
You know you're in good hands. Hilary Duff was interested in playing a role in this movie. Can you guess which character she was interested in?
No.
Tibby.
Tibby? Hilary Duff would not be a Tibby.
I don't see that.
No, not one bit.
And also, speaking of like weird casting choices, you know the football coach, Eric, that Bridget's really into? Am I the only one who thinks he looks like Jay from The Inbetweeners? Are we supposed to think he's attractive?
He actually has a Jay haircut. Because I remember watching this when I was younger and thinking, he's really good looking. But looking at him now from an adult perspective, I'm like, he's not actually that amazing.
No.
You know?
No, there are some far hotter men in this film.
Yeah.
Which we should get into.
Oh, kusa. They're into foursomes in this film, but maybe they'll be into threesomes. Me, you, and Kosas. Except for we'll have a pillow fort in between us.
Don't look at me!
Because I love you so much.
Even we have limits. Oh my God, absolute hell.
For you. Okay, so now we're going on to best supporting character, and it's not Anne Brashears.
Not with that attitude.
I have to say, just before we kick off with this, because it's autumn and I'm re-watching the Gilmore Girls, I'm finding it really hard to look at Lena in this film. Where is your coffee? Why aren't you holding that?
Yes.
You know?
There really isn't a lot of difference between them.
No.
Right? Except, I guess the only difference is, oh, look, she's got wavy hair now.
Yeah, she plays the same character. She could also be Claire Foy's twin, can I just say?
Yes!
Right?
Has anyone else said that? Like, that needs to be addressed.
Like, if Claire Foy died whilst they were filming The Crown, she could have stepped right in.
Yeah.
And also, I found out she's 42.
Shut up.
I know. She does not look 42, does she?
Well, I mean, not in this film. This film was released 18 years ago, which would make her 24. God, she didn't look 24.
No.
Oh, she's just got good jeans, man. Yeah. And not the jeans that she's wearing in this film. Boot cut? Are you kidding?
Baby face Foy.
She's not Claire Foy.
Baby face.
Adele. Does not have the same ring to it. Baby, let's just call her Baby Face Foy from now on. I love that.
Anyway.
Wow. So, good for her.
Yeah. Good for her.
I guess. How's Yale? Wait, that is fiction.
How's your Birkin from Logan? Okay, maybe we should start with Brian McBrien.
Oh my gosh. So this is the like king of Dragon's Lair. Mm-hmm. So wholesome.
Yeah, so he spends all his days in the, I was going to say the Quickie Mart, but that's not what they call it.
I think they do call it a quick, or like
Quick Mart.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he spends all his days in there, just putting quarters into this machine and playing an awful, awful game.
Yeah, it looked, literally the graphics look bad.
Would you date a gamer? I don't know.
It depends what game. If it's SingStar or like Dance Mat, literally.
Sign me up.
Sign me up. Player two, please and thank you.
Junior, senior. Everybody.
Move your feet and feel united. Wow. Listen, my SingStar was always Black Coffee by All Saints.
Okay, nice.
Speaking of Gilmore Girls, Black Coffee.
Babyface Foy's favorite song.
Gonna use that every day.
But yeah, but the gamer thing, it's just like, it completely depends what it is.
Yeah, I think absolute red flag if it's like FIFA.
Well, actually, I don't know. I don't care if the guy wants to play a tiny bit of FIFA now and then, but if it's a sunny day and you're closing the curtains to make it dark and you're playing like Call of Duty or something.
Yeah.
Big ick. I don't get it.
Love the Britney headset, but that's about it, you know?
I'm only dating you for that headset.
You coming to bed? Yeah. I'll be right up.
Toxic girls.
But Brian McBrien, very sweet. Just yeah. A nice guy. Are we to think that he had a relationship with Tibby at the end?
I think so. Like yeah. That little head on the shoulder.
Yeah, sweet.
Mm. Okay, how about we talk about the lemonade stand kids?
Yes. In my notes, it says blonde chubby girl at lemonade stand. But she's so cute. Her hand smushed against her cheek.
They just don't want to be there at all. They've literally gone to Walgreens, bought some cloudy lemonade and just poured it in a jug.
Yes. Put like a whole lemon in there just floating at the top. Yeah. Not even cut. Like, yeah, it's fresh.
Yeah. $5, please. That cost you 80p to buy. Yes.
But we used to do stuff like that in this, because Emily and I grew up on the same street together. And I feel like we would go through waves of just like having stalls out in our front gardens. I remember time when we would swap and sell Pokemon cards.
Oh my gosh, I was literally gonna say, you are an entrepreneur. You once sold a guy two shinies for like 50 quid.
No, it was like
20 each at least.
I thought, so okay, in my, okay, there's your version, there's my version, and then there's the truth, which we'll never know. In my head, I sold him one shiny for a £2 coin. But I was like, oh my God, a £2 coin. It's so big. So that was like, back in those days, big deal.
Maybe that's why in my head, I think you got £50 for
yeah.
it. Because it was just like, phenomenal.
Yeah.
Like phenomenal. I blinked and Barney was wearing a gold suit. He was the shiny shirt. Yeah. Actually, a few days ago, I was at my parents' house, which is obviously the same street that me and Barney grew up on. And two neighbours who were so cute came and knocked on the door and were like, hi, we've made some friendship bracelets. Do you want to buy one? And I'm just such a sucker for like, just a little cutie who's like, hello.
Money, please.
Money, please. So So I think they got like £10 from me or something.
What?
Yeah, I know. They gave me like 10 bracelets and were like, give it to your friends. They were so grateful. Like, and the cutest thing was they went home to make a few more for me that looked the same.
Yeah.
And they put it in a little box. They wrote like a thank you note in it, like literally opened it. There was paper in there, a little like extra gift to say thank you. Oh, God. Which is like a rubber on a pencil.
Great. Like, I'll take this to school.
I was like, you're so cute. But aww. Okay. And then their mum, actually, I got a text from their mum like, oh my God, you got scammed. I'm so sorry.
That's hilarious.
And I was like, I know, but it's fine. So funny.
But no, the lemonade stand girls were very cute.
Yeah. And Bailey was so nice to them. She did not have to be.
I know. Mm. Oh, Bailey.
Yeah. Cutie Bailey.
Speaking of cutie, yeah. We need to talk about Costas. Hubba. Fucking Hubba.
He is so handsome.
Him in that tight brown t-shirt.
Yeah.
He was looking fine tonight.
The only time he looked bad was in Lena's drawing. I am so sorry.
Oh my God.
But burger nips. Burger freaking nips. Are you Nick Jonas? Like.
Does Nick Jonas have burger nips?
I feel like that's a thing circulating.
Oh my God.
Or used to.
But yeah, that drawing was such shade.
I know.
Why would he say I love you to her after seeing that drawing?
He's literally like, Lena, you are an artist. Good luck passing your GCSEs.
Literally. Sorry, drawing. Oh, what's that? An HB pencil. No cross-hatching, no colour. Basic drawing, like 101. It was like simple line drawings. It was so bad.
No little eraser on the eyeball.
Nice.
Nice.
Yes. A little bit of glint. Yeah, I don't know what he was thinking. Like the fact that he saves Lena from drowning and then asks her to go to a dance with him on Saturday night. She's like, no, sorry, I can't. What the hell? Hunky Dory has fished you out of water.
Yeah.
And you're running away. Literally, she does not deserve him.
I know. And I always find that in any movie that Alexis is in, she always gets the fit boyfriends.
Who's your... Oh my God, I've started asking this question. I already know what you're going to say. Out of the Gilmore Girls boyfriends, who's the best?
Oh, that's so hard because they're so fit, all of them. I think Jess is the best one.
Correct.
A million percent.
Yeah.
I do really fancy Dean, but then they're just not compatible. Yeah. I like his leather jacket. That's my comment. I'm not wrong.
Yeah. No, you're not.
Okay. I do want to give a little shout out to Maggie the dog, who just eats the pizza and leaves.
She knows what she wants.
Yeah. Not getting paid much, probably in dog biscuits. Just thought, well, I'm going to get my money's worth.
This pizza. But also, like, Carmen was just kind of giving it up willy-nilly. Carmen.
If a dog was coming towards me, I'd be like,
yeah, hold it up. She's like, no, don't. Like, literally shoving it in Maggie's mouth. Maggie's like, no, I don't want it. And then what she really wanted was the jeans at the end, right? She, like, runs off with them. What are you going to do? What was she going to do with them?
Bury them.
Yeah.
Because no one wants to wear
Buka,
them.
Yeah.
And then I've also got, the last one I've got in here is Papu.
Oh, the Greek grandpa.
Yeah. I need to say something to you. You can't pretend that you don't understand me, but I know you do. And he's just like, his only line at the end, I will miss you.
Yeah. Oh, except when he spits at Costas.
Oh, yeah. How dare he?
That's grim. Yeah. That being said, I would let Costas spit on me.
Yeah. If roles were reversed, Papu would love it.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe he's just trying
Papu
to...
Papu, don't preach.
And you've always said that.
I've always said that. You want to finish this family feud? Spit on me.
Yeah. Right, but we have to award best supporting character to the little 13-year-old girl at Tibby's Woolman's store. And she struts up to Tibby while she's doing some like price stickering. For so much attitude for no reason. She's like, excuse me, where are the shampoos?
Honestly, what was with that attitude? Right next to the freaking Palmolive gel wash. You need it, stinky. That's what I would have said. You know?
Yeah.
Give it back. Give the attitude back.
Yeah. The dog shampoo is aisle 7. You absolute hound.
Yeah. Actually, there was a lot of Herbal Essences product placement in this film.
So much. That and Neutrogena.
Which is hilarious because Herbal Essences is the worst shampoo I'd ever use.
It's really?
So bad for your hair. It's not good. You put any straighteners over it after you've dried it, you feel like you've got split ends galore.
Oh no.
It's not good.
Well, I think we've all learned something today.
Yeah. L'Oreal, Elvive for the win.
Yeah. Or cost us a spit.
Oh yeah, that's the good stuff.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
So next up is most iconic outfit. And I definitely think we should kick off with Bailey's piss-stained cargo pants.
Aww.
It was funny.
Until we find out her story, it's funny. There is a funny moment, and this is also an iconic kind of an outfit, but not. When Tibby has the price sticker on her forehead, and Bailey's like, you've got a price sticker on your forehead. Girl, I have just saved your life.
I saved you. Yeah, that's the first, you're waking up, and that's the first thing you say.
I mean, kind of iconic. Say what you like.
Yes.
Maybe we should talk about Carmen's fuchsia hat. When they're in the shop where they find the pants.
Yeah.
It's like a fuchsia trilby.
Well, I mean, Carmen never looked great in this film. So I think that just kind of plays into it.
Mm.
She loves pink. She has her pink tennis outfit with the matching pink scrunchie.
Mm-hmm,
and then the white top wrapped around her waist. It's giving tennis Barbie, you know?
Yes.
This Barbie plays tennis.
Maybe she manifested the role.
I would say that. She did.
Yeah. Love it.
What about the red and white polka dot bikini in the vintage store that Carmen suggests Lena gets?
Oh, yeah.
Lena, look at this. Oh, my goodness. It's perfect. I can't wear a bikini. First of all, shut the hell up. You're as thin as a rake. You could literally wear anything.
And also, in that scene where Costas jumps in the sea with her, she jumps in white underwear.
Oh, my God. I thought the same thing.
Baby girl, that is going see-through.
Yeah.
I mean, tactics, because Costas is there, but...
Yeah, he's like, let me see your burger lips. I thought the same thing. Very weird. Very weird choices.
Mm.
But...
It was just her way of being like, Carmen, I don't like your style.
Yeah. The fact that you think that buying a bikini in a secondhand vintage store is acceptable just tells me everything I need to know. Like, would you ever... I feel like you're not allowed to sell swimwear.
No, because it doesn't have the little plastic strip.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Oy, oy, oy.
Oy, oy, oy. I think the most iconic outfit is actually an accessory, is Tibby's nose ring. Let's be honest. It's not obviously a real nose ring because in every scene it's sliding further and further up her face. It has to be one of those, like, magnet nose rings.
Are you think?
Mm.
I could see that.
Until I rewatched it, I was like, oh gosh, I haven't thought about magnet earrings in such a long time. They used to be such a thing of the childhood.
Just if you weren't ready to pierce your ears, that's like the next best thing.
Yeah, you go to Claire. So when you're really little, you have like the sticker ones, which you put on. They're kind of like glossy, a little bit gel shellac feeling. And then the magnet ones are just, little silver cuties that you just put on.
Yeah, but not on your nose. Tibby, the blue hair, and now this like magnet nose ring.
That is literally almost an eyebrow piercing because it's traveling so fast. It travels more than the pants.
Oh my God.
And for that reason, it is most iconic outfit. Okay, so now we're going on to best musical moment.
Yes, we are.
Shall we start with the song that all the girls are singing when they're on their way to the football camp?
Yes.
But none of them know the lyrics. Just like me. That would be me.
Yes. Yariba, Yariba. That's like the only bit that you sing loudly.
Yeah. It made me want to go to Mexico.
They really play into the whole, when you're in Mexico, there's a yellow filter over all the scenes. You know, that's like the like classic film trope.
Yeah.
Yellow filter when you're in Mexico, blue filter when you're in Twilight.
Oh, yeah.
Warm it up, guys.
Warm it up. You're looking pale here.
But that was fun. Yeah. I have the specific memory in year five, we took the coach to France and every single person in our bus was singing Maroon 5, This Love, because it had just come out.
Oh,
but of course, everyone only knows like a few lines of the chorus.
Yeah.
And then when the verses are on, you're like...
Whisper goodbye, she got off the plane.
Wow, where were you?
Bam, bam. I know. I could have led that bus.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Oh, well.
Yeah, love a bus song.
Yeah. The wheels on the bus, honey. They go round and round. And I've always said that. Despite what everyone else thinks. Speaking of movie tropes, I don't know what it is, but apparently whenever you're showing girls playing football, you have to play No Sleep Tonight by the Faders, because it's the same song they use in She's the Man when Viola's playing football.
Right.
So I don't know, were they just looking for inspiration?
Maybe, or it was an accident. Which film came before which?
Actually, this one came first. Yeah. It's such a banger. Can't stop this feeling.
I have to get away.
Yeah, it's so good. I used to have that song. Do you remember Hit Clips?
Mm-hmm.
Like the 1 minute tracks that you'd collect like little like kind of cassette things for. We had that. I think my sister had Britney Stronger.
Yeah.
And you could get like an NSYNC one as well. But like, what did you do with it? Did you just play that 1 minute clip on repeat?
Yeah, over and over again.
This was before like MP3 players. Mm-hmm. Wow. Oh, throwback. Yeah. Kids these days don't know how lucky they've got it. We went through it.
Yeah, we had to use our imagination.
Oh my God, I could think of nothing worse. I need constant distractions. That's why I'm like playing TikToks while I'm waiting for the kettle to boil. Or like while I'm brushing my teeth. I need constant stimulation. Can't stop this feeling. Anyway.
Right. What about the Be In Love song? I don't know if that's the official name of the track, but when Lena and Costas have a kiss by the ferry.
Oh, you say by the ferry. It's literally on the platform. They're stopping people from getting on the boat.
If you were on the boat, you'd be like, oh, come on. Stop this love.
Yeah. That was actually a really nice scene. And God, the kiss went on for a long time.
I know.
Not that I'm complaining.
We're looking at Costas.
Yeah, I'm covering Alexis Bledel with my... sorry, Babyface Foy. With my hand.
Babyface Foy always gets in the way.
Yeah.
Why did she have to do that?
Get out of my life.
Get out of it. I hope that AI in the future creates a feature where they can just swap us in.
Yes.
For the character.
Definitely.
So then it's like, oh yeah, kiss Costas today.
Yeah. Oh, what a sad life. Oh, wait. Right, but we should probably award best musical moment to the song that plays when the soccer players are running along the beach.
Oh, yeah.
First of all, running along a beach, running on sand. No, running, full stop. Hell, let alone running on sand in Mexico.
Bridget loves to run without shoes, by the way.
Yeah. Why did we ever...
The funeral scene at the beginning. Ouch.
Yeah.
The beach scene. And then when she runs after Maggie with the pants.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
How weird. That is that ever explained?
Is it like a Hollywood thing? They've been into grounding for a long time.
Oh, maybe. Yeah.
Feel that grass between your toes.
No, feel like shards of glass.
Yeah, and a drug needle. Be careful.
A drug needle?
You can never be careful. More careful. But yeah.
Yes. So the song we're talking about is Unwritten by Natasha Bedingfield. Feel the rain on your skin.
Actually, the other day I was Googling what happened to Daniel Bedingfield. Do you ever just sometimes think of him?
Remember there was a...
Always, I do.
Yeah. Whenever I shut my eyes.
I think that's like my Roman Empire.
Do you remember the rumor that he died in a car crash?
He didn't die. He got into a car crash.
That was real?
Yeah, he had a car crash literally like last week. I was like, I need to Google this.
Yeah.
So I Googled what happened to Daniel Bedingfield. And back in the day, after he'd done a few hits, did get into a car crash. Didn't die from it, but just didn't come back from it. But he has been writing music and that sort of thing. So he's okay. More of a behind the scenes guy. But it's such a shame because he was going to be something.
Yeah, there were some bangers.
Mm.
If you're not the one. Na, na, na,
na, na, na. And wasn't it mad finding out that him and Natasha were siblings?
I know.
That was like, oh my God.
Yeah. I wonder whether this came out before The Hills, because I always associate Unwritten with The Hills theme tune.
Oh, wait, shall I find this out?
Yeah, let's see, because if this featured first, then this film is like just paving the way. It's using this, it's using No Sleep Tonight. It's Blake Lively's first ever film.
Oh, The Hills aired for 6 seasons on MTV from May 31st, 2006.
Oh my gosh, so this was before The Hills.
Yeah.
Honestly, this music supervisor ahead of their time.
Yeah.
Good for them.
Who was music supervisor? And then we can find out if he worked on everything.
I think it was Anne Brashers.
She shares those tracks, Anne Brass. On the Sisterhood. Oh. Dawn Solar. She's done music for Enchanted, Ugly Betty, Material Girls.
Oh, maybe it was
Bambi 2. There's a Bambi 2.
There's a Bambi 2? Wow.
What happens in that? The dad dies.
It's probably her. The Princess Diaries 2.
And Confessions of a Teenage Drama Queen.
Wow. Oh, this is our girl. And Notting Hill? Oh my God, this Dawn.
She knows what to do.
Yeah, she's got the inside scoop.
She even did Bean.
She did what?
Bean.
Ew, the Mr. Bean movie. Everyone's got a black and white. Oh. I meant to say Mark, but I just did a... Everyone's got a black... You know what? Maybe we should just move on to our next category. Yeah. I don't think we're coming back from this.
Okay, so now we're going on to best quote, and we have to start with, Ay, Dios mío, Lena, you have a body. Stop it.
She's such a prude.
Yeah.
Actually, that brings me on to when they're talking about the rules for the pants.
Mm.
Lena's like, rule number 7, any removal of the pants must be done by the wearer herself. Bridget gasped, like, yes, you. Touché. Can we not with the slut shaming at 16? Like, what are you trying to say, frigid?
Yeah. I also love the quote that's like, rule number 8, no double cuffing the pants. Oh, good rule. That's so tacky. And you know what else is tacky? Tucking your shirt in place. You're wearing a belt. Okay, I do not do that anymore. I did that one time.
You know what is truly the magical pair of jeans? The jeans that you wore nonstop when you were like 7 and they had like a rainbow patch and like, I want to say like a smiley face patch.
Yeah, and a daisy patch.
They were so cute.
So I don't know. They won't have this in the... Actually, would they have this in the States? Hear me out, girls. Tammy. That was the shop.
Yeah. I think Tammy's a US brand.
Oh, is it?
Tammy and then Tammy 2002 or
something. And it had that great sticker machine that you could take photos with.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Isn't there like an E-Tam as well?
I think Tammy belonged to E-Tam.
Oh,
so
okay.
So it was like Tammy Girl.
Got
was
it.
Part of E-Tam.
Got it.
But yeah, oh my gosh, those were actually Sisterhood of the Travelling Pants.
They really were. You should try them on. They probably still fit.
Me gets one toe in. And you know why? Because I'm looking at loads of snacks that we've got next to our recording table.
I don't know what you're talking about. So here's a quote that I have thought about nonstop since I first watched this film about 15 years ago. It's such an insignificant bit of dialogue, but just the way it's delivered, it's just so iconic.
Yeah.
It obviously comes from Costas. Mm-hmm. Lena, wait, I was just about to take her out. Come with me. The way he said it's just like the emphasis is on the wrong word, but it has stuck with me for so long. Come with me. Also, the guy who plays Costas, he's like fully American. This is not a real Greek accent.
Does he have Greek in his blood?
I don't think so. I mean, he's like lovely and tan.
Yeah.
Apparently he had 4 days to perfect
his tan.
The accent.
Oh. You got 4 days.
Priorities.
Dad, you need those keratin tablets now.
You know what? I read this really interesting article. And by that, I mean I watched a TikTok about these tablets that you take to give your body like a natural kind of tan. And it's like, it's not keratin.
But it should be because it's the orange and carrots that make you...
Yeah, but it's something like that because that can just literally make you look orange. But it's like this, it's like a different one and then a second something. And it's supposed to have that, like the combination gives you a really nice tan. Ooh. It said it will take a couple months and I'm looking at my skin and I can like literally see my veins. So I'm hoping by like Christmas, I'm going to look like Costas.
Oh, you bought it?
I got it. Oh, yeah. £60 later. I was like, yeah, so this makes sense.
Great.
So I'm gonna live out my full Costas fantasy. My burger nips will come in.
I'll kiss you by the ferry.
Please.
Cute. For this film, Alexis, she actually went through summer camp training to prepare for this film. So like learned to ride a Vespa, a mule, it says here. She learned to scuba dive and took drawing lessons. Well, they didn't work.
Well, that's just a straight up lie. Yeah.
Lena's grandma says something like, Lena, boopity beep boop boop doo, or something. She does some sort of weird noise.
You mean speak Greek? No. Boop boop doo. She's a robot. That's the deleted scene that we missed. Lena's grandparents are actually Greek robots.
Someone watch it again and just confirm. She does some sort of like beep doop 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 like noise. When she first meets her.
That's so funny. She also does, when she wants to shoo the cousins out the kitchen, she like waves around this tea towel. She's like, ay, 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 ay.
Love.
Maybe that means something in Greek, but yeah. It was just a funny noise. What about Bridget when she's racing Eric along the beach?
Mm-hmm.
She's like, oh, don't you just love to run? And he's like, yeah, it's the best high there is. Why are you lying? If you want a high, save your trotters, try meth. You know, it's just easier on the body. That is insane to me. Like, you know, people talking about runners high. No, runners die. That's what I feel every time I go for a run. It's hard.
You just have to make your identity. It's the only way. Do you know what I mean? Like, you have to be like, I want to be a runner.
Yeah.
To love running.
Yeah.
It's good for you.
It is good for you. Good for your mental health.
Yeah. Good endorphins. We've got lots of listeners who listen to the pod when they run.
Yes, Running with Rach. Hi, Running with Rach.
Oh.
She's probably listening to this as she's running right now.
I know. Go Running with Rach.
You can do it.
Yeah, actually, guys, we love it so much when you tag us in your Instagram stories. And Rach is someone who's tagged us recently that I have remembered.
Yes.
Very nice.
Yeah, she's an angel.
Oh, there is like that other speech by Costas when he's like, some people show off their beauty because they want the world to see it. Others try to hide their beauty because they want the world to see something else. And what do you see? Everything. Woo!
Costa says that.
He says everything.
Wow, quite profound.
Yeah, he is.
You know who else is quite profound? Bailey? She's so wise beyond her years.
I know, when her and Tibby are looking at the stars, yeah. And she's just like, obviously scared.
Aww. That was so cute.
I know, that makes me really want to cry. But when she's like, there's more to life. Do you think there's more out there?
Would yeah, there has to be. Mm. As Stacey Orrico says, there's gotta be more to life. And I've always said that. I know and she's always said that.
Yeah, we're definitely a little soul in a body. See you in the next life.
I imagine us in that, you know, in Scooby-Doo when it's all those like heads kind of floating in a circle. That's what our next life will be like.
And then we'll start a new podcast called Now Hey, Now Hey.
Oh, I hate that. Hate that completely. Now Hey, Now Hey.
Ew. Now you can come back to Earth if you do a podcast called Now Hey, Now Hey.
Yeah, let's not and say we did.
Save me for another generation.
Yeah, I want to be youngie.
Yeah.
Right, but what are we naming best quote?
It has to be Carmen when she has to draw on the pants. You think a pair of jeans that fits all three of you will fit all of this?
Oh. Yeah, ouchie.
I know.
Yeah.
But it does.
Very weird.
Yeah, they are magical pants, actually.
Yeah, Len is like, call me crazy, but it's scientifically impossible that a pair of pants could fit me and me and me and me. Well, you say that, but actually three of them have the same body type.
If it's got like a bit of elasticity in there. Carmen's not even big.
She's not, oh my gosh, she's not big.
So I think really the pants were Carmen's size and then the girls could go into it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're like Lee jeans from Topshop.
Yeah, a bit of elasticity.
Yeah, yeah.
Would never work with Joanie jeans.
Oh, never Joanie. Joanie was the high-waisted, right?
High-waisted, skinny jeans.
Yeah.
The jeans that just don't work are the low-rise.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
They're not coming back, are they?
Gen Z have brought them back.
Oi.
It's like, what's it called? Y2K style? Is that a thing? What does that mean, actually?
Y2K style equals ugly style.
It's called Y for a reason.
Next up is Can We Discuss? And the first thought I had when rewatching this film was just how dark this film is. And it's way more emotional than I remembered. Mm-hmm. You go into it expecting, you know, cute preteen movie. Straight away, mother's suicide. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, like, life lesson after life lesson this film is.
So dark. Mm. There's a girl with leukemia.
Carmen, whose parents are divorced and he's got a new family.
Yeah.
That she doesn't feel a part of.
Yeah. And then Bridget having sex for the first time. Although they never really like explicitly say it. And she's so like broken because of it. I was wondering like what happened. But I think it's just like her chasing this thing that she thinks she needs to feel complete or to feel, you know, to get to the next level when all she really wants is just like her mom. She misses her mom and she's trying to do something to fill it.
It's emotional. If you want to get a few tears out, then this is the one.
Yeah.
I think. What I'd really like to discuss is, you know, the scene where Lena puts on the pants and then falls off her little artist's stool into the sea. The pants get stuck to that like metal hook.
Yes.
At the bottom of the ocean. And Costas comes in to like save her. I would just die on the spot.
Just literally immediately give up. Like, yeah.
And like, go for it.
I know. I'll drink the sea and then I'll be at the surface.
No, because I'd be like, well, I'm absolutely stuck. Yeah. Unless you undid the I guess buttons.
You would, but then you wouldn't, I don't know. I think when you're panicking, you're just not thinking like logically. You know what? If she cuffed these jeans like she wanted to, then she wouldn't be in that problem.
No.
But then maybe she would have never met Costas.
Yeah, because he would have been like, oh, cuffs. Yeah. Let's keep this family feud.
Let's reignite it. Crimes against denim.
There's a scene where Bridget is trying to impress Eric and she takes the bottle of water and then she pours it on herself, you know, shakes her head.
Yeah.
Firstly, why are you doing that? And if that was me and I did that, I would pour it on, but we were like, you know?
I don't understand why she pours water over her head to make herself look more attractive. Like, that's just not how water works.
No.
That being said, she looked okay. This storyline is weird because, like, it's an underage relationship that we're, like, watching her pursue.
How old is he? He's, like, 18 going to college or something?
Yeah.
Okay. And but she's 17. So she's...
No, well, she tells him she's 17, but she's actually 16.
Oh, right.
And I don't know what the rule... You know, what the laws are in...
America.
Well, or Mexico or...
Well, if you're 16 in the UK, you can have sex.
I guess, yeah. But then it's just like that, like, he's supposed to be, like, a trusted authority figure. And she, you know, it just feels a bit icky to me.
Yeah, but... he seems older than her. And
nah, it was 2005.
Yeah, and none of us complained.
Yeah. Let's talk about Tibby's documentary.
Okay.
I mean, it's got to be the worst documentary in the world. So boring. What is it about? At the end, she's like, I'm going to call the documentary Bailey. What? She's barely in it.
Yeah, she's barely in it. And it's about, like, everyone has a bit of loser in them.
Yeah, everyone's ugly and, like, pathetic.
Not a documentary I want to watch.
No.
Inspire me. Don't tell me I'm a loser.
And also it's weird that, like, all of them are having these, like, amazing summers. Well, I don't know. Bridget's going to Mexico and Lena's going to Greece. Tibby's like, oh, I need to stay at Walman's and earn money because I need to buy more camera equipment. Did you see Tibby's house? It was a mansion.
Yeah.
It was huge. She does not need that money.
No, she doesn't. Also, is Walman's supposed to be Walmart?
I think so.
Okay, it's not an actual...
No, I think it's a fake. It's like a Walmart or like CVS style, just like generic department.
Okay.
So, yeah.
So if they like filmed it in the UK, it wouldn't be like Tresco's or something.
Tresco's?
Sorry, I was thinking, oh, it could have been better. But that's what fell out of
my mouth. That's that note. We're sticking with that. Tresco's, I mean? Yeah.
Summer job at Tresco's.
Yeah. Get me a Tresco's meal deal.
Oh my God, Tresco's club card.
The last thing I wanted to mention was sending jeans via international post. I mean, if this was real life, those jeans would be long gone or taken like 8 weeks to get to the next place.
I know. FedEx. Fed up. Of sending this back and forth.
Stand up queen over here. And what is the deal with airline food? Am I right, people?
All I want to do is go to Tresco's and post my packages by FedUp. Okay, so now we're going on to trivia. And the first question I want to ask is, what does Carmen's dad never do, but now does?
He says grace at the dinner table.
Yes. What is yes in Spanish? Sí.
Oh my gosh. Okay, when Carmen is staying at her dad's house, she calls her mom in a panic.
Mm.
On the phone, what color does she say that the water in the toilet is?
Blue.
Yes! Delicious.
She's got that bleach in there. Just keeping it clean.
Keeping it clean.
Okay, what does Tibby claim Bailey is listening to on her iPod?
Oh, is it like the Teletubbies Happy Mix or something?
You get the point. Teletubbies Hit Parade.
Hit Parade!
What are you listening to? Teletubbies Hit Parade? What a banger.
Do you remember what Paul's only line is in the film? So Paul is like the blonde stepson.
Oh,
It's after...
He gets hit with the tennis ball.
Yes.
Is he just like, it doesn't hurt or something?
I'll give you that. It's no big deal.
Oh.
Yeah.
I thought that there was going to be like some crossover romance scene between them.
Oh, no.
And then it wouldn't work because, do you know what
I mean?
Well,
I mean, yeah, weird.
Because in the trailer, they cut it like she's going to fall in love with this guy.
Do they?
Yeah.
Ooh, that's sneaky.
Mm. Huh. Well, false advertising.
Yeah.
Okay. So Bailey says that she had read that a famous person also had a lemon stand when he was younger. Who was she talking about?
Was it Einstein? Oh, Bill Gates?
Yes,
was it? Same person.
Yeah, Bill Gates.
Yay, good save.
Yeah.
Okay, when Bridget follows Eric to that cantina because she thinks that he wants her to come. Like, no, he doesn't. What drink is he drinking at the table?
A margarita?
Yes!
Oh, nice. I think we would have a great time in Cancun. I'm just saying. What is the username on Lena's computer?
Oh, okay. It's Santorini and then it's some random numbers. 814.
12.
Oh, damn it.
Santorini 12.
Why 12?
The amount of time she's looked at Costa's
burger nips.
I was gonna say penis, but dick, but let's go.
Either or. Okay. Here's one that isn't actually explicitly said in the film, but if you went on IMDb like I did, you might know this one. What brand of jeans do they wear?
Levi's?
Yes!
Nice.
Ba-da-ba-ma-ariba, yariba.
Okay. What is Tibby's address?
Oh.
It's on the FedEx package.
Yeah, it is. And the numbers are all mixed up. 721?
Yeah, that's it.
721 Nose Ring Avenue.
No. Dickens Avenue.
Oh, so not close. Do I get a point for the numbers? I feel like that's the important thing.
Yeah, of course.
Okay, great. Can you tell me where Carmen's mum is from originally?
Is she from Puerto Rico?
Yes!
Ooh.
And bonus point for the pronunciation.
Puerto. Puerto Rico.
Gorgeous.
Yeah, so nice.
Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants, Dunzo.
Yeah, this was a very highly requested film by you guys, so I'm glad we've done it.
I've never seen the second film. Maybe we should consider that for next time.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
Maybe.
Let's say we did. And don't.
Oh, my gosh. Guys, don't forget, you'll be part of the Hey Now sisterhood if you leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. We love hearing from you. Tell us what you like, what films we should review next, anything you want to say, as long as it's a glowing review.
Please don't be me. Yeah. I have anxiety.
Yeah. And if you're not already pressing follow, make sure to follow, because that means that
we rise in the charts, we get noticed, we get popular with everyone we know.
And episodes will download automatically, so you don't have to do any unnecessary clicking.
Yeah.
Because who's got the time for that?
No one.
No one.
Literally no one. Yeah. And if you do leave a review, Bahani has said he will stitch your name into his pants.
Now that is a promise.
First person to leave a review gets the cheek. No, gets the, what's it called? Gets the crotch pouch.
Ew.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.